Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Kathy Bradley, and welcome to the show about awakening to the divine. During the time of the Great Shift, it is imperative to go within. Rather than focusing on the external world, it's so important to learn to go within to find your answers. By learning to connect with your higher self in the heavenly realm, you can live a more satisfying life and increase your spiritual awareness. Talking with the angels and your guides about your concerns can be helpful because they are putting divine forces to work on your behalf. So by doing this, you return home to your spiritual strength, resilience, and power. You come back to remember the love you are. So you may ask yourself, why do I want to turn within? Where we find the truth and the answers that will best guide us. Typically, most people are brought up to look outside of themselves to outside sources for their information and guidance. And this is the illusion. This is where it begins. We are fed with negative belief systems since we were little. And really, anything that is not of love is an illusion. And I always liked the definition when I was little, fear, false appearing real, false experiences appearing real, fear. So you look around you at the media and the news, and you'll see that it's all based on this fear. You will not find your way by looking to others or these outside surfaces. Now is the time to go within and to connect with divinity. So how do you do that? Well, one of the ways is through prayer. Prayer is similar to you talking to God and the angels. And meditation is God talking to you. So in order to meditate, we need to empty our minds of the endless seeming demands and concerns and the mental chatter. Now, if you focus on the fear and the worries, what do you do? You know, what's going on? We're moving out of the present moment, and the present moment is the only thing that's truly real. Again, the past has already happened, and the future is not here. So they're kind of, if you tap into those worries or those concerns of the past or the future, that will not bring you to that space of awareness, which the meditation does. It brings you into that quiet void, brings you into that space of imagination, of clarity, of focus. So again, when you tap into all of the noise out there, what does that bring you? It tends to bring you more noise and continue on and on and on. And I always love that definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And the reason why we're doing that is that's what we've been brought up with. We've been brought up with the noise and looking at the external world and focusing on who's doing what and connecting with people's dramas, whether it's on TV or the news or your friends or family. And that is not going to bring you to the space of your awakening to your divinity. Your awakening to your divinity is by taking the time and the space, that quiet space, to look within. And when you do that, you may not exactly get the answers then, and yet it opens up the space. But then during the days or the week, you're getting the information that you were seeking. So are you ready to make the shift to a place where you remember the love you are? Because inside of your soul, you know, you understand more and more that this is what you came to do, to lift the vibrations of yourself and indeed everyone on the planet Earth. Because as you lift your vibrations, it's that beautiful ripple effect, right? Whether you drop a pebble in the water and you see the ripple effect rippling out again and again, this is how we create it. And so this sounds so very far removed from everything you've been brought up with or that you've been taught up until now. This is part of the shift in remembering where we are, who we really are, and letting go of the illusions of the noise out there, of looking outside of ourselves. So very often I've noticed people are rather play a role of that they have no choice in the matter. And remember that we've been given free will. This is one of the divine gifts that we've each been given. So at this point in time, are you in a space where you can take responsibility to look at your life rather than saying it is up to outside circumstances or different people? Are you willing to take the responsibility for yourself, for your own happiness, and for your own energies and your own vibrations that you're putting out there? You see, so often it seems simpler or easier to say that it was somebody else or a certain situation, which is why you are where you are. And yet this is not for your highest good. Your highest good is to have these awarenesses. And you have these awarenesses by awakening to the divinity. So again, you may think it was simpler the less you knew. Yet you know now. And in this knowing comes growth and expansion within your heart place, that anything that you can create and imagine is possible. So this is really a big shift, right? Knowing that we can create anything that we want. And the more that you understand, the more you realize, there is more and more and more that you understand. And then you realize the more and more that you understand, there's always more and more to understand. And so this evolution never ceases. Again, we've been brought up with the belief system that we get to the goal, we get to the end. And if we don't, kind of like there's some type of failure that we've created. And that is just not true. It's this evolving, ever evolving to the place of remembering the love that we are. And so that you have responsibility, and the responsibility resides within you. The vastness of you and the understandings you are coming across, that you can create everything with the co-creation of God and the angels. And it's all based on love. So we're here to assist you in the understanding that you are love. So right now, take a nice deep cleansing breath. Allow you to feel the love and the greatness of who you are. Focus on this new truth as I'm pointing it out to you. Just take a nice deep cleansing breath. And how you do this is by way of choice and for you to change your vibration from that based in a belief system of lack and limitation to one of love and light by focusing on. How do you raise your vibrations, you're asking? By focusing on that which is of goodness. By focusing your heart on the feelings of love for you and one another. By focusing on bringing that which you desire of your life and to bring it about. And the knowing that by doing so, you are lifting the vibration of yourself. I am reminding you of your purest, highest energy of light love, that you have the opportunity to choose to raise your vibration and see how this trickles out to each person. It's the old thing we have been taught, when you smile at one person, maybe when you're getting your coffee in the morning, and how that trickles out. This is the ripple effect. So we are the example. You have responsibility for you and you alone. Awaken to the divinity. Know how mighty you are. Let that resonate in your whole being. And now, know how divine you are. Do you feel this? Do you feel the light love that you are? You see, it comes from the different, deepest place within your being. It's by living your truth. And your truth is the divinity within you. So your truth may be different than the person next to you or your friend or your loved one. We each have our own individual spark of why we came to Earth and our co-creative abilities. So by connecting with this beautiful inner guidance system that you've been given, that's one of our gifts God gave us, this beautiful inner system. And so we want to tap into this compass, this inner compass. And how do we do that? With our feelings. So at every point, every day, you want to check in with yourself. It's a constant checking in. It's an awareness. It's a consciousness. Checking in with yourself, saying, how am I feeling? Is this resonating with me? So it's in that quiet space, away from the noise and the hustle bustle. It's focusing, giving yourself daily time, going within, and asking yourself some questions, checking in with yourself, kind of like you would with a young child, right? When you're getting them ready for their school day when they're little, you might be saying, how are you feeling today? How are you doing? It's important. Tap into that. That's your gift from God. This is your intuition talking to you. When you don't feel good, you're out of alignment. Now, when you're out of alignment, don't beat yourself up for being out of alignment for not feeling good. This is your body's wisdom letting you know that you're off target. That's okay. That's great. What a wonderful gift. Again, how do you connect with this gift? By giving yourself the time, asking yourself the questions, maybe journaling. Journaling is a wonderful way of tapping into maybe different habits, different life patterns that you've created many, many times, different stories that you've connected with, maybe a belief system in being alone, not good enough. Letting that all go, that's not who you are. That's all based on that lack and fear that we talked about earlier. So just by living your truth, the truth of who you are, and enjoying yourself. And again, we've spoken regarding matters that no longer serve you. And yet, still you may want to choose to focus on these matters. It is through practicing, through the acknowledgement and the awareness that these things of lack, of self-deprivation, of fear, of worry, that they do not serve the self and the whole. And by learning to quickly switch thoughts and feelings of negativity into thoughts and feelings of positivity, defines the character you are becoming. This is an awareness. Be kind to yourself. Take a breath, breathe that in. You're shifting your perspective. Allow yourself the gift, time. Allow your inner wisdom to come through. Do not succumb to the negative energies that are placed upon you. Be in a place of observation rather than becoming part of the noise and drama. This is a choice. A choice that only you can make for you. You are responsible for you. You are greater than that. You know better than that. You are above all of that. There is no reason to succumb to the negative energies. As these higher energies are literally pouring into the universe these days, allow yourself to meet and greet them. Right now, take a nice deep cleansing breath. Can you feel the energies? Can you feel the difference in yourself? When you allow yourself to feel that difference, that knowing that you know so well, the knowing that you don't know, that the knowing of any lack and limitation. It is not stronger than you. Take your power back. It's a power of love. It is a feeling. It's a knowing. It's not words so much, although words do contain energies. Be careful the words you choose. Be aware of the feelings. You can only tell that your vibration has lifted and lifted, not by words at all, but by how you feel. And the more your vibration lifts, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more your vibration lifts. And the more your vibration lifts, the better the whole planet, Earth, is, and everything upon it. It starts feeling these higher vibrations. Do you see? That is why it's so important for you to enjoy your life, so that you feel good. Because in feeling good, you allow everything to feel part of that which you are feeling. Because you are all one. There really is no disconnection. That's one of the illusions that we've been brought up with. This is one of the realizations that we're coming to know. Yet you may be saying, well, geez, one day I may be feeling sad, or I may be connected. Something may have happened that I am connecting with that, and I'm having a down day. When this happens, do not beat yourself up. Remember, unconditional, non-judgmental love. So when you're having a down day, perhaps just follow your breath. Breathe deeply. This is one of the gifts. It's the gift of life. It's the breath. You're having a moment of tension or stress or anxiety. Take 3 nice deep cleansing breaths and notice. Notice the awareness, the change. Or maybe you can tune into another one that's having an exceptionally good day. They are able to raise your vibration. Or you could listen to someone that inspires you. There's so many wonderful different YouTube videos or messages out there that you can connect with. Again, you can meditate. Make this a practice. When you make this a practice, a new habit, you see it's harder for you to move out of your groundedness, your stability, because you're much more grounded in your beingness. In that quiet, that connection, knowing the divinity you are. So breathe that in. And another thing you could do is you could listen to beautiful music. Anything that helps connect in raising your vibration back again, back to neutral. If you could just bring it back to neutral. And know, you see, it's all up to you. Swings and roundabouts, swings and roundabouts. It's like the in-breaths and the out-breaths. And you may be saying, but why does this have to be this way? Why do some suffer? Why are there things that are going on? And it seems such an imbalance sometimes. You cannot see the greater perspective of things. When you aren't so concerned with the outside world and your circumstances, then you may be in a space of observation to see a bigger, grander picture. And there may be some things that you need to surrender to accept things just as they are. And Reiki, one of the things I always remember, very often we come from that place of should-haves. Well, this should have been done, or that should have happened, or this person should have done that. And there are no shoulds. When you're in that place of acceptance, you know that everything happens for your highest good. Even in times when it seems chaotic or sad, or you're in a place of anger, those are some of your greatest learning opportunities when you go through those times. Now, when this happens, again, seek the peace and the quiet within. Do not get tapped into the drama and the noise of the outside world. Now, what I'm going to say next may seem a little foreign to you. Just take a deep breath and just think about this. There are things that you need to surrender, as we were just talking about, and accept just as they are. And think about this. Before you came, you accepted the, quote, terms of this reality you reside in before you came into it. It was as if there was a little box, like on your computer, that says, tick this to accept the terms. It was as if you did so before you came, because you understood. You had read the contract, so to speak. Think about that. Connect with that divinity. You see, this knowing inside gives you trust that everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. Trusting in yourself that you came here to be loved. Trusting that you came here to enjoy your life and to bring into your life everything that is of greatness and goodness for all. Read that in. Rather than looking at the devastation and the despair and the greed and the hatred and the sadness, it's okay to be aware of those things. And yet, your greatest good is to focus on all that is love. You're not forgetting or pushing the other things aside. You're not saying this has nothing to do with me. And yet you know your knowledge, your wisdom, attracting to yourself all that is of the highest, purest energy of love. When you are focusing on that within yourself, this energy of love, you are serving yourself and you are serving them. You are assisting all. Now imagine is a beautiful gift that we've tuned out of. We're so connected with the rational mind. Right now, there's coming into your life, imagine, a life so different than anything that you've ever lived. The type of living where you view in a fantasy story. One where there is love beaming from each heart, where water is pure, crystal, clear, pure water, running from the mountainsides, where children laugh and play. Birds fly in the air freely because the air is free from all of pollution. Hold on to the vision you have of the world you desire to live in and make it happen. This is your purpose. This is why you came, to live, to love, to laugh. Shine your light. Do this as you agreed when you signed that contract, to be happy and shine your light contract. And in brackets, no matter what is happening outside of you, no matter what the circumstances, to shine your light and your love. The heavenly realms are right next to you, right now. Connect with them. Connect with the divinity. Feel it in your heart space. We have free will. Ask them to assist you and to serve you in remembering the love that you are, in remembering the light that you are, in taking your power back, remembering you are responsible for your life and how you respond to it, how you choose. It is truly all up to you. So ask them to assist you on your journey as you expand and grow and know there's this never-ending evolution. And yet it feels so good. It feels so good to remember your purpose and why you came, and to shine your light so that as you serve yourself, this serves all of humanity and all of planet Earth. So be uplifted, for all is well. All is one. One in love. So we give thanks to the divine. I give thanks to you for joining me today, for taking your time to listen. Let it absorb. And listen to it as often as you'd like. So thank you for coming and sharing your time with us. And remember that you are love. You are light. Wishing you blessings and looking forward to any connections that you may feel is for your highest good. Signing off. Till next time. Blessings.